needs World Star when you have Hype Talk. Every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 on 91.3 WHJE. We'll be talking about the hottest SoundCloud rappers and the hottest trends of the year. Tune in on the Greyhound Media Network. Welcome to Hype Talk. I am your host, Connor Inskeep, alongside with my co-host for this evening, Charlie Maurer.
How you doing, guys?
You asked how they were doing, not me. But I'm doing solid. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man.
Awesome, awesome. So we're kicking off Hype Talk, and a little bit of a background about Hype Talk. Last year, it was myself, Connor Inskeep, and my co-host, Ryan Dossey. Every week, we would come on Wednesdays right after school, and we would just tear it up, going story to story, talking about the hip-hop and rap community, everything in the culture, different songs releasing, and just a bunch of different stuff.
Over-exaggerated response.
It's disrespectful. If you want to... Okay, so take a step back from the rap game. You look at this from any other person's point of view, and it's just... It's mean. Why'd you have to hurt Smoke Purp's feelings like that? Very unnecessary. But yeah, going back to Lil Uzi Vert, if you don't know who he is, this episode is more of a, let's introduce the characters the game.
Right.
You're going to want to tune in next Thursday, 4:30 to 5:30, because once you know who these people are, if you're a grandmother, grandfather, you can tell your grandkids this. If you're a mom or a dad, you can talk to your kids about this. If they're into like that rap stuff,
right?
And they're going to think you are like the bee's knees. My mom loves Post Malone. And
I know a lot of moms, especially caramel moms, who like Post Malone.
Shout out the caramel moms who support Post Malone.
For sure.
XXX Tentacion. I just thought I was going to say X. But so he was put into the honor category for the best new hip-hop artist category, which is really, really unfortunate that he passed away, because I know a lot of his music had a really powerful impact on just a lot of young people in the culture. I don't know about the older generation and how much they listen to X, but I know I've never been in like that state where it's like I need to listen to music to be super happy. But of course, like, everybody loves music. And I think he had a lot of powerful effect on certain people who might have been struggling with stuff like that.
I mean, if X represented anything in his life, and that was everyone deserves a second chance.
Of course.
And, you know.
You just heard This Is America by Childish Gambino. Right now, you're listening to Hype Talk on 91.3 WHJE. Coming up next is I'm Upset by Drake. Stay tuned. After this song, we have my host, Charlie Maurer, and I'm Connor Inskeep. You're not going to want to miss these next stories. Again, coming up next is I'm Upset by Drake on 91.3 WHJE. So when before we jump into this, a lot of his peers and just other people in the music industry had a lot of kind words to say about Mac Miller and this unfortunate passing. And it's not necessarily just talking about the death. It's also just talking about how big of the influence he played in a lot of people's lives. Mm-hmm. So we're going to jump into this actuality real quick. And this is Kendrick Lamar's words on Mac Miller.
Great musician, great writer. Just always had a smile on his face, and that's something that I commend. No matter what he was going through, he didn't make you feel sorry for him, you know? He was strong about it. I always kept a smile on his face because he wanted you to smile too. And that's just something I always love, you know? No matter whatever personal issues, he gave you that energy. He gave you that energy. It wasn't no misery loves company with him, you know? He showed a smile, and you gave that smile right back. It made you feel good. So forever, we're going to remember the life, and we're going to remember that smile. Celebrating. Mac Miller, love.
Those words from Kendrick Lamar, once again, on the passing of Mac Miller. And I think he put it in a really, really good light.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, that's big time right there, Kendrick Lamar coming out there and saying that about him.
It really is.
So, I mean, you know, Kendrick Lamar, a huge name in the hip-hop and rap industry. He's been known ever since Section 80, one of his original albums, has been known for, in his lyrics, having a lot of inspirational and a lot of things that affect a lot of people in his lyrics.
Mm-hmm. And for him, for him to speak that much and shine that good of a light on another big influencer in the game, not just in music, but also kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like our generation, but also the younger 20s generation. College dropout, late registration, graduation, 808s and heartbreaks.
Not a fan of Life of Pablo.
Really?
Ooh.
I was going to say that's like my
I really like it. But from Connor Connor's list right now doesn't say like he's a huge fan of Pablo right now.
No, I'm just going off from like the beginning.
Oh, these are
this is all in chronological order.
Okay. Let me pull this up.
I thought you were putting like your top 10 or something
then
like that. I was like,
my dark,
God.
Beautiful, twisted fantasy.
Right.
Watch the Throne. Then it went Yeezus, I believe.
Yep.
Life of
Yeezus
Pablo.
Was solid.
And then Ye.
Yeah. So I gotta say, honestly, least favorite album that's not Watch the Throne is probably, this is hard. I want to say Ye. I just don't appreciate Ye as much.
I wasn't a fan of Ye either.